Well, she had one of these little outfits that cooked about 7 or 8 of them, you know, put them in each one there. Mm-hmm. And she'd cook them in that.
That's pretty dandy. Mm-hmm. Did you make those things in the morning that you cook on a griddle?
Sometimes.
What'd you call those?
I see. I don't know what to call them.
Brown on each side, I could say. Mm-hmm. Eat them with syrup.
Yeah. Hot cakes. Mm-hmm.
What'd you eat yours with?
Syrup. Honey sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Butter.
Yeah.
Mighty good. Except now I find that when I eat them when I'm out like this, I get a great big old knot here and they stay with me all
day. Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm very fortunate to my age. My stomach never gives me no trouble.
Huh. Well, it's just with certain foods, and those, yeah. I like them. I like hotcakes in the morning, but
yeah.
Gosh, they just get down there and they stay with me.
Hard to digest.
Yeah. When did your mother put in her donuts to make them raise?
I don't know. Baking powder, I guess.
What'd she put in her bread?
Baking powder.
Buttermilk. Did she use anything else? Did she keep some dough around? Did she?
Oh, well, I've seen her make a light bread out of yeast. You know, she had what you call yeast.
Uh huh.
She'd go to make a light bread, she used that.
Uh-huh. How'd you buy your sugar?
I buy now, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Well, I just buy it about a 10 pounds, 5 pounds. I mean 5 pound bags away I buy it now.
Did you do that when you were a boy?
Well, we used to buy it by the 100 pound. When I was home.
What'd you call it when you bought it that way? You buy it?
100 pound bag.
Well, is a great big bag like that as opposed to these little bitty bags that the storekeeper can package up?
Well, they didn't do that them days. They didn't package it like they got it now.
Oh.
You could go down there and they put it in an ordinary poke and wrap it up, just whatever you wanted, in 5, 10, 15, or 20 pounds.
Uh-huh.
We bought a lot from sugar. We bought anywhere from 10 to 20 pounds at a time. Now we don't buy as much, you see.
But we don't either. I wish we did now that sugar is going up. I wish we had about 200 pounds.
I never do notice.
My wife said it's gone up 4 cents on a 5 pound bag.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's the trouble we have in the Cuba, isn't it?
Yeah. Those rascals. I guess they say the same thing about us.
Oh yes, they say it worse than that, I believe.
They say it in Spanish, and
yeah.
It's bound to be worse.
Well, when I go to cuss a man, I always go home where nobody won't hear it but me. And I've always got away with it, you see. Got away with it. That's the reason I never have no trouble with anybody.
That's the way it is with me. You know, I drive along and somebody will turn out in front of me.
After you get going, you tell him what you think.
Yeah, and I...
Don't do it while he's there.
No, don't do that. But then I just really get wound up. And then I catch myself and I think, well, what am I doing this for? After all, maybe he thinks the same thing about me.
Well, sure.
Slow it down for him.
Sure.
But I always do it.
But that does seem a knob knocking, don't it?
Yeah, it does. When you break an egg, what do you call the inside parts?
The yellow.
And let's see.
The white?
Huh? You call the yellow anything else?
No, not that I know of.
Ever heard called the yelk or the yolk?
Yelk, yolk. Yeah, that people call it that, yolk.
How do you cook your eggs?
Straight up sometimes. Sometimes turn them over light.
You ever
sometimes I boil them, yes. Uh-huh. My wife eats eggs boiled all together. She can't eat, she ain't supposed to have any grease or anything.
How about, that's what the doctor told me. He said, for 2 weeks, soft diet.
Yeah.
It made me feel awful feeble.
Yeah, well you take your eggs and poach them, you can do that, or you can soft boil them or you can hard boil them, either one, and you don't have no salt, you don't get no grease or anything like that.
Yeah, and broil your meat.
Yeah. I eat bacon every day, every morning, but I crisp it.